This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:10. It is day one, hour two of our 15th annual 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, presented by attorney Rob Inario. We're live at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Downtown.
You sound chipper, Matthew.
Well, don't get used to it.
Yeah, not going to be soon. Yeah.
Your forehead might get a little chilly in a little while.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, save that for a minute because I was wanting to tell you something.
Tell me something.
7 days until Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
40 days until Christmas.
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
40 days till Christmas.
Stress.
And you think, oh, I have plenty of time. Dude, remember when yesterday was the first day of school? Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh.
That was yesterday, basically.
Remember
yesterday.
When this year just started? Now it's, what, 46 days from the end of the year?
Yeah. Right. This will make it. Remember when Fatboy said, I think we'll lose 100 pounds this year?
Yeah, he was going to do it by October, and now it's almost the end of November.
Yeah, I know.
Well, how's that working?
It's exactly the middle of November, isn't it?
Yeah, a setback or two.
Getting away from us. By the way, today, the birthday of Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, rest in peace, Mach.
Yeah.
Oh.
He would have been, let's see, 66 he would have been.
Wow.
He's had more posthumous fame than any other wrestler.
He's been dead 7 years. That's right. Thank you, Fanboy. Thanks for saying that.
He's a guy who's like everybody's favorite wrestler.
He's fun, except some of his wives.
Yeah, yeah. The women in his life, not fans of his. But, you know, dudes who watch wrestling love him.
Yeah. So we're out here at the Well, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. It's our 15th annual 28-hour show for Toys for Tots. The Marines are out here with all their vehicles and, you know, here's the thing. After doing it all these years, I still don't know a lot of the, what is the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I mean, they're not, I guess, the lingo, I guess. But, you know, because some guys are here in their dress blues while others are just in their regular, how do you say it, fatigues?
Yes, fatty.
Exactly.
It's fatigue ways.
That's what
fatigue
we wear.
That's what they call them in the Caribbean, the fatigue way. Now, fatigues, yes. I should know about fatigues more than anybody, right? We're live out here. We will be until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Attorney Rob Inario, our big sponsor for this, he'll be here with us all 28 hours, giving you legal advice should you need it. Come by with a brand new unwrapped toy or a cash donation, and then grab Rob, and he'll help you out. If he doesn't know, he will find somebody that does.
Yes.
Trust you, me.
Yes. I got to say something about what we have coming up real quick. The pictures we've posted this morning on Facebook and Instagram and whatnot, people were so sold by Haley's Photoshop yesterday of Matt Man with no eyebrows.
Oh.
That they see these pictures on Facebook this morning. They're like, why does Matt still have eyebrows? I thought he lost his eyebrows. Like, no, that was a Photoshop. It just happened to be a really good one.
My sister saw that. Yes, you posted that. Haley, I can't remember her P1 name, but she Photoshopped what I would look like without eyebrows.
Yes.
And you posted that on the Rise Guys. And Angel, the golden child, saw it and says, yeah, them eyebrows don't look so bad. I was like,
no.
That's a Photoshop. I still have them for now. I FaceTimed her and showed her. I still have them.
You still have them for a few more minutes. By the way, BDUs, battle dress uniform. That's what the Marines wear.
Thank you.
Yes.
Battle dress uniforms. Thank you.
But, yeah, you still have eyebrows for now, and for a few more minutes you will continue to have eyebrows. But
realize
then
the set. Put that away, Paige.
Well, I'll share.
Woo!
Oh, that was 9 with some clippers.
You know,
I want to tell you about, you talk about sacrifice. Let me tell you about sacrifice. I have sacrificed so much for this show. You just don't understand. The Dare Wall, I had to dye my hair blonde.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Inadvertently, I had to shave my head bald afterwards because I looked so awful.
Yeah.
I looked like Children of the Corn Fritters.
You look like a 90s boy band now.
I was Children of the Cornbread is what I would have looked
like. Yeah, you were.
Very odd looking.
Children of the Corn Fed.
I don't like M&M Family Pack. wasn't a good look for me.
You look like Eminem would look down if he wasn't a multimillionaire rapper guy.
Right. Yeah, no. That's how he would have turned out.
If he still lived on 8 Mile.
Right. If he still turned into Rabbit or whatever. So I will lose the eyebrows here momentarily. And I brought with me some lotion because
yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah, because they're going to be really dry. Because I've never – I think I was even born – you're born with eyebrows, yes?
I think they're pretty faint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you like Gene Shalit on the way out.
See, I'm never around babies much, so I have no idea if they have eyebrows or not.
Like, do your eyebrows get thicker during puberty?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I mean, they get really thick by the time you're an old guy.
Yeah. Wow.
I know you're born with a pretty big set. I mean, that usually takes your attention away from the eyebrows when the kid comes out.
Pardon.
Well, I tell you, Fatboy's still the smartest player in the room as far as it goes with pigskin picks because he acts like he doesn't know anything about the punishment because he realizes, and this is from watching the show Big Brother, you don't want to have any blood on your hands. You want to antagonize and instigate, but you don't want to be the ultimate guy. Because ultimately, whoever announces the idea for the punishment, they get labeled the idea guy, and then they get a little penance paid back to them.
You know, on most radio shows, the producer's the guy who takes the most heat. On ours, everybody loves Paige, and Fatboy takes very little heat. All the heat falls on Mattman and Nine for everything.
Oh, come on.
It does.
We did 35 minutes about how Fatboy upside down looks like he's got a longhorn on his beard.
Yeah, but that's fun. You know, I'm all the heat for, like, being mean to each other. It always falls squarely on the shoulders of Mattman and myself.
That is not true. He was whipped and tased.
Well, yeah, but, again, the heat for being mean to people falls on us. That's what I just said a second ago, those very words.
Well, this is just giving me ideas. We've done Tazeyoki. I said I have the idea the next time Paige loses to do Snakeyoki, where we put that big snake around her neck, she has to sing. Whoever loses next is going to have to do Clipper-okey, where I shave pieces of your hair off while you sing.
Let's be done.
Clipper-okey.
And my point again, we've already whipped and tased someone. How bad is it going to be? We're going to take body parts away from people, shave them?
We're going to drag them behind a horse.
Hey, I mean, no.
We've tased two
We've
people.
Done enough.
If you lose next week, you're going to get drawn and quartered on Thanksgiving.
See? Thank you. Nobody's losing a kidney. We're not going to lob off digits or feet.
Well, so here's the other thing, and I love saying this just because there's several of you that always reference this. I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit.
Pull it back.
You know what one of Nine's ideas was for my punishment to do here today, but we couldn't get the clearance not only from the well, but also the city? There was word or talk that I was going to have to run around the Bonsecour Wellness Arena in my underwear.
Yes. You know, they do well walkers out here. This would be well streaker.
Oh, my God.
But we realized it would take way too long.
And we don't want you to get pneumonia or, you know,
we'd have to go find you.
The show would have to be a 36-hour show.
A search party for the man in his underwear.
We got another bike coming.
There's
in. Actually, we got two.
Ooh.
Two bikes.
Two more bicycles. Yeah. Cherry red bikes.
Yeah. Oh,
thank y'all.
That's the guys from Advanced Technology Services again.
There's more coming.
Is anybody else going to donate, or are they doing the whole thing themselves?
That's why Toys R Us went out of business. The ATS bought them out.
Wow.
They bought all the toys. God, y'all are great. Thank you so much. How much?
Wow.
How much?
$3,300 worth of toys.
Golly.
Man, I'm going to ride that bike to the bathroom.
Let me borrow your seats. That's something else right there. Congratulations.
That's sweet.
That's going to I really believe in that. You know, this isn't a faith kind of point of view as much as it's you get in what you put in. I'm not saying that you're trying to buy good luck or buy good times, but if you got a little bit extra, man, it might be because down the road in the past, somebody else had a little extra and helped you out a little bit.
Yeah, spread it around if you can afford it. You go ahead and spread it around.
How much toys would I have to buy to not shave my eyebrows?
Ooh.
$1,000.
What?
I'm just throwing it out there. I'll be the bad guy.
I'd go with that.
$1,000?
$1,000 for your eyebrows. Breaks down to...
Give up your eyebrows?
This ain't Steve Harvey asking
well,
that question.
It breaks down to about $225 a week to have eyebrows for the next month.
I almost cussed. Uh-uh. I mean, I can't. I wouldn't be able to go on my Thanksgiving getaway.
Oh, yeah. or by Christmas.
Which I realize now I'm going out of town on an airplane with no eyebrows.
Do they let people on like that?
I wonder if they'll search my luggage.
Wow.
Let's keep an eye on no eyebrows.
I have to figure out how to mail it there. That's something. I got a lot of I got chapstick for my eyebrows, and I did. I didn't know what the weather was going to be like. You did.
Cold and windy.
I didn't know what the weather was going to be like. I didn't know rain-wise, all this stuff. I don't want to get any irritants.
Can we keep an eye on hairless Harris in the first class cabin, please?
There's a guy who looks very shocked back there in coach.
He must have never flown before. He's so surprised to be on this plane.
Oh, man.
I don't want the blood on my hands because I might hit a skid again.
Oh, might.
I might hit four in a row again.
All right. Well, we'll get into position. I know we're going to go on Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch this one live, Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
And we'll video it. And there was some talk about who would – that sounds good in here.
Who? The echo.
Yeah, it sounds great. Today, I consider myself. What was my point of view, Jimmy?
I don't know. You sidetracked yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Nine's going to shave you.
Who will shave me? Echo. Look at you. Who will shave me?
Oh, yeah. Fat Boy doesn't want any heat. He won't do anything for Big Skin Punishment.
Can't do it.
I don't know. I want to trust Nine. I do trust Nine.
Odds are I'm going to lose again, so I'm not going to, like, you know, go after the beard or the top of the head or anything. I'll strictly stick to the eyebrows.
Yeah, Rob, I love you to death. You're definitely out of the question.
Yeah, Rob isn't in the pigskin picks. He won't get punished. He can do whatever he wants.
No, he can do whatever he wants. Plus, he's technically he's obviously one of our best friends, but he's also a sponsor by these standards, so we don't want to piss Rob.
I'm untouchable.
You are untouchable. You can go take it up on the desk right now and keep a job. All right.
Challenge accepted.
So when we come back, the shaving of Mattman, Zybrows.
Yes.
We will do that. It's my pigskin punishment. We'll be on Facebook.com/RiseGuys Live. We'll even put it on Instagram, too, @TheRiseGuys.
Yep.
We'll do all that. It is my pigskin punishment for losing pigskin picks.
Back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. This will go down as the last. You know what? I'm not going to say that. It will grow back. 56 days is what the average is. It will grow back. So they say.
It will.
Now,
who is
it? P1 D-Bone?
Yeah, D-Bone. D-Bone lost his in an accident 4 years ago, and they haven't come back yet.
I wonder what the accident was. What was he making? He was making illegal steel, I bet.
He was working on a car, and somehow they got burned off, I believe.
Ooh.
Am I as loud as everybody else? I can barely hear myself.
You sound plenty loud to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you close enough.
Okay, like I hear Paige booming loud, and then I can barely hear me at all. I just want to make sure we're good.
Now you sound lovely, Jim.
A lot of people are happy they can't hear me.
Say oh, Matthew. Let's hear it.
Oh, hush.
Oh, Matthew.
Sounds perfect. All right. The only selection I got to make was that I lost football picks. I made selections, and I lost. I spun the wheel of haircuts yesterday as my pigskin punishment. And, you know, I almost paid you a compliment that's not needed, though. I almost said, thanks for not putting the beard on there. But there was no thank you. I mean, that was just part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're not going to give up the beard for anything ever.
No. I wouldn't even give it up for chemotherapy.
I was just going to ask you that. I was just going to say, would you refuse chemotherapy because it would cost you your beard hair?
Could possibly.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't want to give me something to knock
don't
on wood.
Fate.
What if they swear it wouldn't, though? You'd be okay.
I don't believe anybody anymore. All right. As Jimmy so prophetically said yesterday, you were going to decide, Matt Man. You will decide what your own pigskin punishment is. And I spun the wheel of haircuts, and it could have landed on completely bald. It could have been a reverse mohawk. It could have been a regular mohawk. But no, it landed on my eyebrows.
It did. It landed right square on those. And you have nice eyebrows. They're very thick, very pronounced brows on this man.
I've often said, even at my fattest, that was the one compliment women would always pay me. You have really nice eyebrows.
I love your eyebrows, man.
And lashes. You have pretty lashes.
Does that make
They're
you
real.
Feel good to hear that you have nice eyebrows?
It's a search. It's like when a woman says, you hear, oh, she has a real pretty face.
Yes.
Good personality.
They're looking for something. They're looking for a nice compliment. You know, bigger girl.
Well, at least it's something besides, oh, you're funny, because that's all I ever get still. I lost 200 pounds. Oh, you're funny.
You're really funny.
You're really funny.
Yeah.
You look like a horse's ass, but you're funny.
Everybody tells me that you look like the Coca-Cola polar bear.
Dude.
That's
Jimmy, have you seen the dancing Coca-Cola polar bear? It looks like Nine somehow.
Everybody thinks the dancing Coke bear is me. And,
the same person, facial expression.
It could be worse.
The first person to point that out to me was Gore-Tex, and since then it's been like six different people who said it.
He planted it in my ear, and I'm like, boy, it's so true.
It's that big goofy grin.
You look like a white polar bear dancing around with a Coca-Cola scarf on.
Yeah.
All right, enough about you. Let's make this about me. I don't like moments like this, but why not?
This is all about you right now, Matthew.
All right. We're on Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Trim my face hair off.
No, I just put the clippers. You forget what kind of microphone we're on out here at the well, and he puts it up there. Literally, almost cut his soul patch off.
Scissor hand.
All right, Edward, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll do the honors.
You have enough palette here to work with? I got a stocking cap on.
Yeah, I have plenty of canvas there. You have the forehead.
Just one plea. Let's not do this.
Can we put?
I'm fine with that.
This thing got something spilled on it, so that promo photo that we would autograph is no good. So we're going to try to catch the eyebrow hair on that.
Okay.
So we don't have to sweep the floor at the well later.
All right. Say goodbye to him. Salute him.
This is a bad idea.
My eyebrows.
I always feel bad about doing this.
Maybe this will encourage people to come out tonight to bring a new unwrapped toy to see me without eyebrows.
I think a lot of people have been waiting for you to lose the eyebrows so they could come out and see that. So, yeah, in about 5 minutes, they'll start rolling in steady.
All right. I will no longer be able to do play-by-play commentary.
Here we go.
Oh, you went for the right one first.
Yeah.
That's a quick swipe.
These are good clippers. Wall.
All right, now he's going back the other way, back across.
Go against the grain, I guess, is better, huh?
Yeah, that's coming off, man. Oh, that's really coming off on that one.
It's hard to get up under. You might have a little bit of evil villain eyebrow left over on the bottom part.
Oh, boy.
That's a good point, man. You might not get to take all of them off of that eraser.
You know, I just thought about that. I don't have a hard razor here, so if he does gap it up, I'm stuck.
Yeah, well, you can go in the bathroom and trim them up yourself if you feel like you need to.
If you give me the clippers.
Oh, you can have them.
Oh, gosh.
I think they're yours now after this.
Yeah, the right one's gone.
Moving on to the left one, and I got most of it, but it's hard to get up under because you have your eyes are deeper set than I thought they were.
Thank you.
Can you do away with this wrinkle around your nose? There you go.
Give me some Botox.
Yeah, just lift up your forehead some, because you're getting it's hard for me to get right here.
Oh, man. That's really odd to look at.
Get that middle part out of there, too.
Yeah, get that middle. Don't want to look like Anthony Davis.
Oh, man.
They're gone, virtually gone.
You're still going to have a dark shadow, but, yeah, you're browless.
I'm not going to have butthole eyes, though, am I?
You might want to brush it off so you don't get hair in your eyes.
All right. Oh, that feels weird.
There you go.
I feel famous now. There's cameras all in my face. Hello, everyone.
There you go.
Man, there's not a lot of – there wasn't a lot of eyebrow there.
Yeah, there's some on your feet and stuff.
Can I see a reflect or a picture?
Oh, actually, most of it's on your hoodie.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You want to see it?
You want to see yourself? I'll put the self-facing camera on you.
Oh, man. This isn't right, but whatever. It's already done with now. Man, I look sick.
I snapped a picture of your initial look at yourself.
God darn.
That's going to grow back faster since they're not all gone.
Oh, man.
Like it's not shaved.
What an awful look. Oh, man.
You go wish you walk that lab now.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, there we go.
Do you feel lighter?
It's funny.
No, but my forehead's cold.
Look at it. You still see the hair, man. They're pronounced.
Oh, yeah, you still have a shadow there. We need your Harry's razor to get it all off.
Oh, jeez Louise, that feels weird.
I bet it does. You're just going to be rubbing it because it's all prickly now.
I'm going to go buy some Halloween costumes are on sale right now. I'm going to go buy some fake mustaches and just put them on there.
There's a Sharpie.
That's what you need to do.
Sharpie it in around longer.
You know, if you're mad, you can just scrub on some evil villain eyebrows.
Yeah, why not?
God, you might have to put something on there.
Oh, this is a very odd feeling. I mean, it feels very, rub my forehead right there, Jimmy. It feels weird.
Oh, it does. It does.
It's odd.
Ah, it's weird.
All right.
It's oddly smooth.
So come by and bring a brand new unwrapped toy or a cash donation and get a picture with me without eyebrows.
Yeah, you come see Matthew Sands eyebrows. Still got a beautiful beard, though.
I just saw a look. Man, what a mess.
God, look at the picture page guy, man. Oh, that's kind of creepy looking. You're kind of waving, too.
Oh,
I'm saying goodbye to this world. Oh, Lord. All right, well, I do it not only for the kids, but also because I suck at football picks.
Yes.
Mainly.
Well, but you suck 1 week. You're still leading for the season.
Well, somehow.
Man, what a week to lose.
So come by and see that. If that gets you out of the house, out of the office, come by. Bring a brand-new unwrapped toy here to the Bonsecour Wellness Arena. It's our 15th annual Toys for Tots 28-hour show presented by attorney Rob Inario, live from the Well, Jimmy. This is exciting. And, yeah, we got the weather against us, but that's okay. Past 10:30, we're looking good.
I think it's fine. Yeah, the weather's going to clear up in a little bit. The wind's going to die down. The rain's going to go away. It's going to be a beautiful morning out here.
Yeah, so tell everybody at work, tell everybody you know, we're not off the air at 10 o'clock this morning. We're on until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 28 hours of The Rise Guys. Tell them 93.3 The Planet rocks. And if they don't support it, they don't care about kids.
It's
quite simple, is that, right? We'll take a little break. We'll come back. More of The Rise Guys, more 28 hours, more Toys for Tots.
The Rise Guys want all the kids of the upstate to have a Merry Christmas. So bring a toy to the Bonsecour Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville right now. This is The Rise Guys, 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots, powered by Rob Inario and the U.S. Marines. And thanks from The Rise Guys and 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now, TBT on TRG.
Ken.
Hi, Ken. My name is Alicia Pertel, and I'm applying for the job as a secretary at your...
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good. Yes. Are you here in Fort Myers?
Yeah, I just moved here.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Where are you coming from?
Jacksonville. Have you ever heard of Jacksonville?
Of course, Jacksonville. I know very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Well, do you have experience in radio or?
None at all, but I like to listen to
okay,
it.
That's not important. That's good. That is very
yeah.
good because you're going to hear a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I going to have fun?
It may not be quite as much fun as you may imagine. It's a lot of work, but yeah, we have a lot of fun here. Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of secretarial experience because.
Oh, uh-huh.
Ken, I was going to tech for a while, and I kind of got a better offer working as an exotic dancer. But I can
oh.
I can type a little.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, mostly what we're looking for is someone who's conscientious and willing to learn, and that's important. So. This may work out. Do you want to come in? We can get a look at you. Meet you. Face to face. We could have you in when it's convenient for you. When are you available?
Well, I just quit working at the club, and you know I was going to take these implants out because I've got really big boobs, and it may be kind of weird, but I'm going to take them out soon. Is that a problem?
Of course not. That whatever you want to do, that's a personal decision. I mean, I wouldn't have anything to do with that. But why don't you come in and we could, talk about what the position holds and see if this could work out. You seem to have a nice voice.
You sound cute. Can I call you Kenny?
Well, okay, I guess that's fine. That's the most important thing is sounding, good on the phone, and that we do. You have done some. You have some computer skills, I take it.
Yeah. I have friends that own computers.
Okay. All right. This sounds good. Maybe we can make an appointment with you to come in. Are you available maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm single. Are you married, Ken?
No, I'm not.
Kenny?
I'm not married.
So who's the prettiest girl in the office? Would I be the prettiest girl in the office?
Well, you know what? It sounds like you just might be, yeah.
I'm blushing. Oh, I have to tell you, of all the things that I do, and I get kind of flustered answering the phone. Is that going to be a problem? And I'm not a really good typer, and I really don't know how to alphabetize or anything like that. And
okay.
I just take a little dictation every once in a while.
Oh, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, Kitty.
It is good.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on. I'm telling you, you are going to be in a lot of trouble, Buster.
Buster?
Buster.
Yeah, yeah. Because I.
What happened to your wife, dude?
Oh, man. You. Why don't you learn how to read a book?
Ooh.
And why don't you get off the sauce? Yeah. Good riddance.
We'll talk to you here soon.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Is this Cousin Percy, the guy who buys the houses?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and that's cash paid, any condition, is what your sign said I saw on the side of the road?
Yes, sir. Any shape, size, condition, you selling a place?
Yeah, I have a great house. Matter of fact, I have a dream house I'd love to tell you about. I'd love to get you out and take a look at it. But first, my name's Ken. I'm talking about 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2-car garage. This place is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Where's it located?
Well, it's here in Greenville County. It's got in-ground pool. It's 2,600 square feet. I guess I can't tell you how beautiful it is. I'd love to get you out here to take a look at it, or maybe I could just bring it to you one day if you want to see it.
How's that?
Yeah, I could bring it to you like this afternoon even if you want. I'm off work this afternoon. I could run it by.
What do you mean bring it to me?
Well, it's Barbie's Malibu Dream House.
Not clear on what you're telling me here. Is this a real house?
It's a real dollhouse.
You're joking with me?
Probably so.
Jesus Christ. Hello?
Cousin Percy.
That's me.
Hey, what's up, man? I saw you sign. You buy houses cash paid, any size, any condition.
That's right.
All right, perfect. My name's Ricky Haley. No relation. I got one for sale. Wanted to tell you about it. It's got a little bit of age to it. It's about 33 years old. And, you know, needs a little bit of work, but... I'm ready to wheel and deal. It's a 85 okay. Clayton home, single wide. It's got the lattice on it. No front porch, no back porch. Needs a new roof. I'm asking $1,200 because that's how much I owe on it.
Okay, hold on. Single wide, you're talking about a trailer, mobile home?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't buy those kind of houses, but...
What do you mean by those kind of houses? Because they have mobility?
No, I just don't deal with the mobile homes.
Well, I don't do business with people who don't buy mobile homes, so there.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you anyway. Good luck with that. Hello?
Hello. Is this Cousin Percy that buys him houses?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, great. I got one. You don't want to miss this. I'm talking about this beautiful house. It's not the best part of town, but it's a big old house. It's nice, too.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, I'm talking. It's big. Now, I'm telling you, big. 12 bedroom, 13 bathroom. Got a few holes in the wall. Like I said, it ain't the best part of town, but it's damn big. It's pretty nice.
12 bedrooms?
Yeah. See, I've been using it for work, but see, I got this problem. The whores is trying to unionize.
Jesus. Damn it. Yeah, hello.
Hey, good morning. Are you the guy that buys houses?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. My name's Michael Landon. I have a little house. It's on a prairie. No lights, no running water.
Did you call here before? Call here earlier?
Barbie Dream House?
Okay, quit calling here. You understand me? I'm running a business here. Quit calling me. Do you hear me?
You're not interested in the little house on the prairie.
Hello?
Hello. I was calling about you buy the houses. I saw the sign on the side of the road. Any shape, any size, any amount. You still looking for houses?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, my name's Cornelius Jenkins Jr., and the house I'm looking to sell was damaged.
Mm-hmm.
It was a glass house. We threw rocks inside. Hello.
Jesus Christ. Listen to me.
Hello.
You quit calling here. You hear me? I'm running a f***ing business here, you little prick. Quit calling here with these stupid motherfucking calls. You understand me?
Hello.
Quit calling me. Hello.
Hi, yes. May I speak with Percy, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Percy. It's Mr. Hathaway. I'm calling over here from the bank. I've got a guy here. He needs to catch up on several loans. He was talking about putting up a house for collateral. We don't do that, but we do refer folks to you. I was thinking maybe I could get him on with you and figure out what kind of price you could do for the home.
Sure, I'd be interested in that. Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you I do have this. It is one room, no door, but a new roof and a great structure. Would you? I can put him on the phone if you'd like. Ask him some questions here.
One room. All right. Yeah. Well, let me talk to him.
Okay, sir. You're on with Uncle Percy.
Roof, 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 roof.
Yeah, he's on speaker.
Roof, roof.
Okay, listen to me.
Roof, roof.
Listen to me, you damn little prick.
Wait a minute. He's a canine dog. He's an officer.
Yeah. Yeah.
His bitch is pregnant.
Listen
They're
to me, you
having
stupid
upside.
Mother. Can you hear me? Calling here. I'm going to take that phone and I'm going to shove it up your ass. You guys go each other off or whatever you got to do to quit calling me. Do you understand me?
Do you buy Habitats for Humanities?
Yeah, I'm going to shove this phone up your ass and I'm going to kick your ass, you stupid little prick. Quit calling here. I'm going to call the cops.
But the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All the music is great. The morning is awesome. Great drive.
And 93-minute prep blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.